Dear Zanny, number 23, 15 June 2008. Hey everybody, I am your host, Zanny. This is the first ever Relationship Style Advice podcast, and we have some emails. I'm going to start with one that's the most relevant regarding the sudden death of Tim Russert, the NBC news anchor. But before I do that, let me just throw in a few disclaimers. As you've heard me say before, this show is for entertainment purposes only, and anything I suggest is meant in general in nature. Of course, it cannot be a therapeutic relationship because you can't be my client. We're not sitting face to face. So let's get started. Okay, Tim Russert, dead at the age of 58. Wow, that's a big shocker, isn't it? I got an email from Lolita S., and she wrote, "Dear Zanny, how can the death of Tim Russert, someone I've never met before, hurt so much?" Lolita, this is a great question. It's one I get over and over. One of my clinical specialties as a therapist is grief. Okay, this is what I think is going on. So there's your question. How can it hurt so much when somebody famous dies and we've never even met them? My question to you, Lolita, is how is this situation similar to something you've experienced before? Bingo, that is it. So if anybody else gets a zing from something that you see on TV, okay, what is it triggering for you? How is it similar to something you've experienced before? Because that's it right there. I could almost close the show right now and just have you think about it and email me back. But I'm going to take it a little bit further. So, Lolita, I suspect it's triggering a loss for you. Have you ever lost someone suddenly? Somebody maybe around the same age, maybe he was a family man, maybe it was a male figure. It could be female. I don't know. It could be the opposite gender. In a way, that doesn't matter. What something's triggering for you is the emotions set around that. But I wouldn't be able to name them nearly as well as you would. So ask yourself, for example, what does Tim Russert represent to you? Is it because he is a family man? Is it because he's famous? Is it because he is successful? What exactly do you associate when you think of Tim Russert? Because if you can answer those questions, there's your answer. I'd love to hear back from you, by the way. So the other interesting thing regarding Tim Russert is that this just occurred, I guess it was on Thursday. His death occurred on Thursday from a coronary embolism. How is that similar to something you've experienced before? And here it is right before Father's Day, and it's really triggering a lot of stuff for you. A lot of painful, it sounded like from your email, very painful stuff. So could it be a father figure that you've lost? And it doesn't even have to be a biological father. It could be somebody who's played that role for you before. And here it is Father's Day, and maybe you're not in touch with those feelings, but this is bringing it all up for you. Let me just talk a moment briefly about sudden death. Sudden death is the most complicated type of death to grieve. Why? Because it's unplanned, it's unanticipated, it's unexpected. Oftentimes in sudden death, this was not the case with Tim Russert, but oftentimes sudden death results from something violent or from some type of accident, which often leaves the body not intact. And there's no time to begin the grieving process. If you're losing somebody, for example, from a catastrophic illness such as cancer or Lou Gehrig's disease or some other awful affliction, the people left behind have time to do what we call some anticipatory grief work. Even though death is always a surprise when it finally comes, people unconsciously do some of their work. They're able to say goodbye in some type of way, even if they don't say it verbally to the person. They're able to make some type of amends. Now, that doesn't mean that when their loved one finally dies that they're all better and that they can just go right on. No, of course not. They're going to be thick into the process of grief. But what it does mean is that they've already had time to emotionally take a defensive posturing, okay? Where in sudden death, there is no time to react. It's as if somebody has come up to you and punched you in the stomach, and you're on the concrete, maybe lying there thinking, what the heck just happened to me? That's the way sudden death is. You don't even have time to take a defensive posturing. The reason why sudden death is more complicated is because what I just said. You don't have time to prepare yourself. Generally, what I mean by when I say it's more complicated is sudden death takes about 24 months just to emotionally get your equilibrium back so that you feel as if you don't have to cry every day or you're not displacing your anger. What is displaced anger? That's when one little thing sets you off. For example, somebody's taking too long in the grocery store line, or the cashier is inept or something like that, and you just lose your cool. You know, you have to look at what's really going on with me, because it's not usually that event in and of itself. Let me just share a little story with you. You know, again, many of you have heard and know me from other podcasts, The DivaCast. TheDivaCast.com is a show I do with four of my girlfriends, and that's really a lot of fun. And the other show I do with my husband, InsightWorks.com, InsightWorks.com. Between the three podcasts that I do, I feel people do have a fair amount of information about my personal life. My brother was killed when he was 37 years old in an American Eagle plane crash. Absolutely devastated me and rocked my world, brought me to my knees in every sort of way. Years later, when I saw Princess Diana and her death with a car crash, I completely lost it. My husband and I had been out for the evening on a date. We came home, saw the news. I sobbed and sobbed and sobbed as if I knew her personally. I could not imagine what on earth was going on with me. Now, I liked Princess Diana. I thought she was a beautiful woman, admired her, etc., etc., but I didn't feel like I had any personal attachment to Princess Diana. So I called a mentor of mine, Joan Brown, who's been a grief hospice counselor for years and years. She's retired now. I called her the next day and I said, good God, what is wrong with me? I am losing my mind. I couldn't sleep. I've been sobbing. And she said, Suzanne, does this situation remind you of anything else? And I went, oh my gosh. Right around the same age as my brother. Sudden, my brother's was a plane crash. Hers was a car crash. Two young children. My brother had two young boys. Princess Diana, of course, has two young boys. Overlapping parallels to the situation. Of course this would be triggering for me. And here I am, a therapist. Do you think I got it? Uh-uh. That's why we often need others to help us through our stuff, because we have our own defense mechanisms that kind of blind us from seeing our own stuff clearly. As C.G. Jung said, we can never analyze ourselves effectively. We always need someone else to help us. So I needed Joan Brown at that time to help me. So Lolita, back to you. Again, your question to me was, how and why does Tim Russert's death affect you so deeply from a man you've never even met before? The question from me to you is, okay, what is it triggering? Have you ever had a father figure that died suddenly? Did you have a brother or a sister or someone like that that died suddenly and their life just felt snuffed out short? That's what I suspect is going on to you. Hey, you know what? I love to hear from my listeners. I actually prefer voicemails because it makes the show kind of a little more interesting instead of you guys having to listen to me just kind of wah, 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 wah. So please call me at 678-884-0524. Thanks for listening and bye for now. Hey, check out the other two podcasts that I participate in, thedivacast.com, that's all run together, and insightworks.com, insightworks.com. And that's a much deeper show where my husband and I talk about Jungian psychology, everyday events, through that lens, which is really fascinating. And we still have a huge audience for that. So thanks again. Call me, 678-884-0524. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day. Music.